From a rather snowy Chicago, this is the Rain Report. I'm Hap Holly, KCNRP Rain's founder and producer. Just a reminder, these Rain Reports are available as a weekly download and podcast from therainreport.com. This week, a shorty but a goodie from Katie Breen, W1KRV, membership manager for the ARRL, the American Radio Relay League, excerpted from her 2008 Dayton Hamvention presentation.
As your membership manager, over the past couple years, I've been out and about around the country visiting a lot of HamFests, trying to create some new programs and trying to make us a little bit more member-centric and making ourselves much more open and available to you. We are a membership organization. It's all about you. Some of the things that we're really excited about is the growth in amateur radio. We had about 27,000 new hams last year. How many of you have been hearing in your club meetings, oh, ham radio's going down, we're dying off? Well, I can't say that that's happening when you see 27,000 new hams coming in. This year alone, there's already been over 10,000 new hams. That's really exciting. What does that mean for us? It means that we as existing hams need to do our job to make sure that we're helping these people out. One of my big things, I'm a new ham. Well, I'm only 2 years old, I like to say. But without my mentors, I couldn't be on the air and doing the things I'm doing. I started off a couple months after getting my license. I got on the air at W1AW, and for about a year I spent time at W1AW doing special event stations and practicing, getting on some contests, and doing some other fun things, and I really got bit by the bug. I finally got a shack set up at home. I built my first antennas, so I now have 17, 20, 40-meter dipoles up in the trees, and I'm talking around the world, and it is the coolest thing ever. For some of you out there that have been licensed for a long time, I want to remind you, think back to when you were like me, when you had that first initial excitement. When you first were getting on the air, you first built stuff and you bled. You're like excited about bleeding. I was excited. I had a blood blister. I'm like, all right, that means it's going to work. KX9X bled all over my basement floor. I'm like, all right, it's definitely going to work now. So there's blood and blood blisters. We're good to go. That's always a good sign. What's happening at the league? We have a lot of different programs and activities going on. And the ARRL Expo really is kind of taking what happens in Newington, picking it up and plunking it down here in Dayton, because so many of you don't have the opportunity to get to Connecticut and visit us. So when you come and visit and go through a tour, you get to visit all the different departments. How many of you are familiar with the call sign WB8IMY? Look at all those hands. Oh, he's sitting here in the front. Look at there, Steve Ford. Steve is here in Dayton, has been here for a long time. It's a name that you all know, but this is the opportunity that a lot of folks don't get, is to actually meet people one-on-one and talk with them. Get an opportunity to meet some of the authors of your favorite books. We have a new area called The Doctor Is In, and it's some of our technical editors and authors that are kind of dressed up with lab coats on and pretending to be the doctors this year. Those are the kinds of opportunities we wanted to give everybody this year, a much more open air friendly environment, because that's really who we are. I know that we've had a bad reputation in the past of being inaccessible, and that's something we've been really working hard at changing. We are here for you. It's not the other way around. And as a membership manager, that's really been one of my big focuses, is trying to create some programs and activities, giving you more value for your membership. One of the first things I discovered is people thought that they had a subscription. People were calling and said, I want to renew my subscription. And I said, to what? There's no subscriptions here, except for QEX and NCJ, of course. What you do is when you send in your $39 or more, of course, more, you're belonging to the national organization. We are the only national association that represents amateur radio. Outside of Dave's office, we have the four pillars of our organization hanging on the wall. And as I take people through our headquarters on a tour, I point out to them, not only is this award-winning graphic design work that our two graphic design artists put together, but it also represents the pillars of our organization. We're all about our members, of course, public service, education, starting from licensing to continuing education for our members, and advocacy. And I like to say advocacy is the biggest benefit, but it's like air. You don't get to feel it. You don't really see it. But if you sat down in your shack to go talk to somebody or key up and nobody was there and you couldn't talk to them, you sure would know about it. It's one of those things that you can't really touch and hold. It's a benefit that you can't put in your pocket or wear on your pin, other than unless you're wearing a badge to say, I'm a member. But it's so critically important for all of us to be together. Strength in numbers is how we're able to win court cases and support amateur radio out in the field. With the help of thousands of volunteers, there literally are over 7,000 volunteers around this country that spend their time at running events like this, working with their clubs, mentoring new hams. And by the way, new hams don't just have to be kids. They could be people like me in their 30s and 40s and people that are retiring. I can't tell you how many people I've met over the past couple of years that are newly retired that are getting into amateur radio now. They've always wanted to do it, but they've had jobs and families and kids going off to college and daughters getting married, and they just didn't have the time or the money to spend on it. Now they're getting into amateur radio, but we all are smart people, and we don't always like to ask for help. So try to step out of that comfort zone and offer some assistance. Help these people get on there. I have a lot of people say to me through my MySpace page, I have about 180 ham friends on my MySpace page, www.myspace.com/W1KRB. I have about 180 ham friends on there. The youngest, who is about 14, to the oldest, who's 74, all hams. Everybody who's enjoying amateur radio and the various different aspects of it and having fun with it. But sometimes someone will say to me, hey, Katie, I'm new to, just got my license and I want to buy a radio. What should I do? What should I get? And of course, my blanket answer always is that I can't certainly make any kind of recommendations that way. But what I do tell them is go on our website and look up a club in your area. Go meet some local hams. Talk to somebody. Find out what they like to do. Find out what you're interested in doing. And then find out what people like. Go to some shows. Look at all the different things. Because what's great for one person isn't great for the other. And that's one of the things that I've seen about amateur radio as well. We are a big melting pot. I bet if I asked everybody in this room to raise their hand at any given time, like, who likes this the best and who likes that the best, there would be many different answers in this room. And that, I think, is one of the things that we need to celebrate. We need to play nice in the sandbox together. No one mode is better. No one way is better. But all the strength in numbers, all of us need to support each other and help each other and help these new hams together. And that's what we here at the ARRL are here to do, is to provide the support to you. We can't do it all in Newington, Connecticut by ourselves. It's not our job. It's all of our jobs as hams to help grow and nurture the community. And it seems to be on its way. Whoever said it's going away, it sure isn't. This is a really exciting time.
Katie Breen, W1KRV, Membership Manager for the ARRL, the American Radio Relay League, as excerpted from her 2008 Dayton Hamvention presentation. The Rain Report is copyrighted 1990-2009. Rain, all rights reserved. Now for everybody at the Rain Report, I'm Hap Holly, KC9RP, bidding you all very 73 from Rain, the Radio Amateur Information Network. www.therainreport.com